Still standing by Ukraine and the war against Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The United States will not let Ukraine fail.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a meeting of our allies in Germany.
This coalition will not let Ukraine fail.
But new U.S. military aid remains stalled in Congress as Ukraine goes on the offensive inside Russia, targeting refineries and more.
Ukraine has stepped up its shelling of Russian territory in recent months. Yesterday, the governor of the Belgorod region claimed four people died in an attack on one village. Now he says he's taking action to protect the area's children. 9,000 kids will be evacuated.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Israel is going to send a delegation to Washington to address U.S. concerns about a looming offensive against Hamas in an area of Gaza full of Palestinian civilians, as Israel also says it's killed 50 terrorists in an operation around Gaza's biggest hospital. Some of President Biden's fellow Democrats have been critical of his support for Israel in the war, prompting former President Trump to say Jews who vote for Democrats hate Israel and their religion. A Biden spokesman calls that vile. There are presidential contests in five states today, including Arizona, where President Biden will go today after stops in Nevada.
The campaign has also cut a new digital ad leveraging former President Trump's comments about the auto industry, that if he's not elected, it'll be a bloodbath for the country. The Biden campaign says Trump has spent years threatening political violence and praising dictators. The Trump campaign responded saying, quote, no amount of gaslighting from the Biden campaign can mask Biden's bloodbath he's brought all across America.
Fox's Rich Edson. Now a follow-up to the Supreme Court ruling that gave states the right to restrict abortions. In the first full year after that,
medication abortions accounted for about 63% of all abortions in the country, up from 53% in 2020. The Guttmacher Institute is a research group that supports access to abortion and says after the ruling, 14 states completely banned abortion.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Well, since President Biden and former President Trump are already the presumptive nominees in the contest today in Arizona, Florida, Kansas, Illinois, and Ohio, we'll just add to their delegates. There's also a Senate primary in Ohio. State Senator Matt Dolan tells Fox.
Republicans in Ohio want somebody who's actually going to go execute on the principles and agendas that we believe in and go to Washington and actually execute and get things done.
Now, Dolan is being challenged by Bernie Moreno, who has former President Trump's support. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose is also in that GOP race. The winner faces Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. Six former law enforcement officers in Mississippi will be sentenced over the next 3 days after pleading guilty to torturing two black men last year in a racially motivated attack. A former Trump ally goes behind bars today.
Peter Navarro, the former White House Trade Council director under President Trump, is told to report to a federal prison to serve 4 months for contempt of Congress. Navarro refused to cooperate with the House of Representatives' January 6th committee, claiming to be barred from testifying due to then-President Trump's executive privilege. He is appealing his conviction, but also tried appealing his sentencing order, hoping to remain free while appealing the case. But the U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene. Navarro is expected to serve his time at the Federal Correctional Institution in Miami. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
A mother in Ohio is going to prison for life. And the judge who sentenced Crystal Candelario gave her no chance at parole for aggravated murder. Candelario was convicted of her 16-month-old daughter's death, leaving the little girl in a playpen alone in their house for 10 days without food or water, while Candelario went on vacation to Michigan and to Puerto Rico. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Urbana police investigating after shots fired near Crestview Park over the weekend. The gunfire happened in the area of Cottage Grove and Colorado Avenue Saturday. 13 shell casings were found, according to police, with damage to two homes and a car. But the good news, nobody was hurt. Governor has announced plans to rebuild two state prisons, the Logan Correctional Center in Lincoln and the Stateville Correctional Center in Crest Hill. Stateville Prison opened almost a century ago. Logan Center opened in 1978. The plans are included in the governor's budget of 2025. The price tag on both projects estimated between $805 and $935 million. Starting next year, high school juniors across Illinois will likely be taking the federally mandated state college entrance exam, the ACT. Illinois students have been taking the SAT college entrance exam for the past 8 years when the other major national exam, the ACT, was used. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
It was always SAT or ACT, but for us it was ACT.
Right.
But we're now an SAT place, right?
Right.
So everybody's SAT, which is like 1,600 points. And we have kids around Champaign-Urbana that somebody gets a 1,600. So very much like Greg Solier when he took those tests, perfect score.
Especially in the science meteorology
every
department.
Time. No, he knew everything. So.
No. I there was not back in my era, and Stevie can testify to this. There was no such thing as the SAT in my part of the Midwest, the Chicagoland area. It was just the ACT.
Yeah,
I was a 23. I got a 23 on that.
I did poorly. I forgot to take a book home when I was in high school. I just didn't remember that. But I was really good at social stuff. So
me too.
Student council and. You know, singing and things like that.
Yes, acting.
It's our friend meteorologist Greg Solier. We're kind of a weary eye. They can't cancel. All the teams are going to be in place no matter what the storms because they're already there. Today they leave for the Thursday game. Illinois flies out later today for Omaha.
Okay.
So even if crowds can't get there, they can't cancel these games. I mean, there's nowhere to
at
put them.
At least get the teams in.
You got to get the teams in, the trucks in. It doesn't even have to be on TV, really. It just has to. So talk to me about whatever winter storms and whatever part of the country we might get here, buddy.
Well, and we sit in between right here in the Midwest in relatively good order. And, yeah, we have a little dash of snow, and we are still winding our way here through the last few hours of at least astronomical wintertime around here. So not all that unusual, but we're going to wind up a pretty good system over the northeast into New England and get some lake effect into that particular part, as in the Syracuse area. So I think, this will be sort of a long duration type thing, and those are typically a little better opportunity to handle the snow removal, blowing around and all that kind of stuff. It'll tend to be a wetter type snow, no real bitter cold into the Northeast, New England, New York State, etc. So, a manageable setup in quotes, we'll put it that way. And I think the same also applies to Omaha. You just use your smarts, use your noggin, a little bit of rain, a little bit of wet snow, or maybe a small accumulation out that way. And I don't foresee any big deal on even that in that particular part of the country. Ground's very warm as well, so that will help in the assistance of road conditions, particularly on the main routes and the state runs as well. So if you just plan smart, thinking ahead, traveling, normal adjustment to moisture, whether it's snow or rain on the roadway, you'll get there in good order. So like a cancel it out type storm in both parts of the country, don't see it, just a little extra travel time. And since we already had a lead on that, we should be, at least by my estimates here, in relatively good shape. So with that in mind, cold morning here in Champaign County, but the winds are already correct, as Finkel used to say, out of the south-southwest at 15, but that's knocking wind chills down to 15, 27 the air temperature. Willard and Savoy and Rantoul. But we'll make amends, and boy, we're going to be all over creation on these temperatures in the coming days. 58 today, southwest wind, a gust of 40 miles per hour for our producer friends, with the low afternoon humidity down around 15%, and what's left of tender vegetation from last season, put that on heavier, hotter equipment, and you got some grass fire potential, so use caution there. Sunshine the rule today. Spring knocks at the door. We'll let it in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold on the 33 tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, but colder, more seasonal at 46. A few sprinkles late in the day on Thursday, increasing clouds at 45. That's the system that will likely generate during tomorrow night into Thursday morning out in Omaha, some rain and snow. Well, you'll get into some rain here Thursday night, a little wet snow on the backside Friday morning, the high near 50. 47 on Saturday, sprinkles late day Sunday at 50. Big warm-up next week, a lot of rain too, with Monday and Tuesday highs near 60. Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
All right, buddy, thank you so much. Well, here we are. March Madness is upon us. The first four begins tonight in Ohio.
With the play-in games.
Yep, and then those two games, four games, at field of 68. So those four will slide into whatever seed they'll be and get to play Thursday, Friday. So it's kind of a quick turnaround for these guys. But they're in. At least they get to play.
Mm-hmm.
The Illini women found out they're going to play Thursday evening at 6, I think, at State Farm.
Against Missouri State.
Yeah, and I think it's NIT?
Right.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they call that.
Play on. That's good.
Absolutely.
Get some more time on the court. So many of the men's teams said no thank you to the NIT.
Right.
And I don't know, with the portal opening yesterday, that's going to be – I mean, why do they start it when the tournament's going on? I mean, why don't you wait till ever the season's over?
That would be nice, so we can focus on what's happening right now.
Well, every coach is at the helm. Right. I mean, if you're not in this tournament, even if you are, you're keeping your eyes out and you're trying to prepare for Morehead State. And yet you got to – there's going to be over a thousand kids that are going to enter the portal and some big names that you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't you want to come to Illinois, you know, Big Ten tournament champions and all that?
Absolutely.
And winning this Big Ten program over the last 5 years.
Man, that sounds good. That's, way to go, Coach Brad Underwood.
Where do you want to play, son?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So the NIT has Cornell and Ohio State tonight at 6. Minnesota's at Butler. And Iowa is at Kansas State as far as our Big Ten teams in action with the NIT tonight.
Okay, so there are teams that said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Said Iowa and Ohio State hired that kid. The interim coach got the job.
Oh, that 37-year-old.
Yeah, so good for him. He had a nice run at the end.
Yes, he did. And then Minnesota and Butler, I mentioned.
Minnesota plays on. Minnesota, nice year.
Uh-huh.
All right, so it's 7:12. Brad Evans was on the Jeremy Warner podcast about Illinois and what he thought of Brad's team this year.
So can they go out and outscore their opponents? Hell yeah, they can. They are entirely capable of doing that. And as I've said before, this is the best constructed team that Brad Underwood has ever had in his tenure to win multiple tournament games. Because of Coleman Hawkins, he could play every single position on the floor. He is a matchup nightmare. Marcus Amass, that booty ball, that fadeaway, like old man game that he has. Sky-high basketball IQ. They're hitting threes with regularity. Terrence Shannon is back at that All-American level. I mean, they have the offensive goods to beat anybody in the nation. I just am concerned if they have a mediocre or a cool shooting day or night, they're going to get ousted because they're frankly not D-ing up.
Yeah, there's always that fear. You get flat in a particular point in the game. We showed that every game over the weekend. Still managed to win, but, you know, if you're looking for a stress-free experience, just go somewhere.
Right.
And turn off your – go somewhere where there's no television. Because
the library.
This isn't going to be – just not going to be stress-free.
Right.
Morehead State's probably going to be a plenty of stress. They're going to be beating us at some point in that game. It's guaranteed.
Right.
Everybody's good. And then, you know, BYU, they shouldn't be a 6. They're really a 5. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I don't, it's so unfair that everything is this. You play since October. You've been in practice since summer. Everything is this. That's just what it is. And 26 wins, unbelievable. That's a lot of wins.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to get to 20.
Yeah.
We're at 26. And yet, you know, this just got to win.
Right.
So, I mean, it's going to be really disappointing if we don't get to the Sweet 16. At least then you get to the Sweet 16. I think the pressure's off. That's like whatever. Everybody's good. Everybody's good in the first weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is back in the day, you'd get your seed, you go play. It's like, hey, we got these guys. It just, everybody got better.
That's
the
right.
3-point line equalized everything. So it's exciting. There's a zillion pools out there. You can always participate. Some are free, some aren't. Pools are fun. There's one I heard of that every round you have to pick a winner. So pick a team. So every single round of the NCAA, you have to pick one winner. But you can't pick the same team more than once. So I'm going to pick UConn. Okay, they're going to beat the 16. That's one. You advance. Second round, can't pick UConn. Now what are you picking? I'm going to pick Houston. Okay, a little better game in the second round, but okay.
Okay.
Well, then you get down to the nitty-gritty. There's going to be some coin flips. And I've never heard of a pool that does it quite like that.
Huh.
But every round, you have to pick one winner, and you're given more credit if there's a tiebreaker if you pick the team that is a little higher seed and you pick the 8 to win over the 9, you'll get 8 points. It's just fascinating. There's so much creativity.
Yeah.
People in these pools that are everywhere now. All right, quarter after, Brad Underwood on the Field of 68 podcast. Is Terrence Shannon got it going on?
I do. And, you know, he got off to such a great start this season. When he came back, he was he's such a good teammate. And we were clicking. We were number 2 in the country in offensive efficiency without him. But where we really missed TJ was on the defensive side. In our game in Nebraska, you know, we had him on Tominanga the entire game, chasing him around and making life difficult.
Oh, man, Tominanga. Casey Tominanga, mm-hmm. Best Japanese player ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he, and again, you just wouldn't look at him and say, you can't stop him. And you're going, he doesn't shave. Is he 14? He's like 6 foot.
He's just speedy and he takes the shots. And he makes even them, though it's scrappy, they go in.
And his energy is infectious. But you'd be really tired chasing around Casey Tominaga from Nebraska. They play a very good Texas A&M team, so I hope they get out of the first round, but I'm not sure they will. All right, other sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
All right, well, Illinois and Bradley in baseball. If you want to check that out at Illinois Field at 6 o'clock, Illinois softball is in Bloomington Normal to face ISU at 5 today. We have Morehead State 210, that's Thursday, as we enjoy March Madness in our new ranking of number 10. Now, I heard Kyle talking about, you know, we bounced back and forth, and as soon as we cracked the top 10, we had a few losses, so he doesn't like that, but, you know, we'll be fine.
it's funny how the superstition stuff starts to come out. You just understand that every day is your last one.
Yes.
That's how you ought to live life. Today could be it.
Right.
So live it full. Live full, die empty.
Yes.
I mean, go. And everything on the court, play your best. And if you win, you survive. If you don't, you're done. So, and it can happen anytime. You could lose this first game. You could lose the second game. You could lose the third, fourth, fifth, or sixth game. But somebody's going to win 6. One team will end happy.
That's right. Now we've got the NIT and the games going on there with Ohio State and Cornell. Then Minnesota is at Butler and Iowa hosting Kansas State as far as the NIT action. Now I was looking at the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, and as a 4 seed, Illinois will host Missouri State at the State Farm Center Thursday at 6. So we're taking note of that too. Illinois football, actually spring practice starts today.
Let's go.
And we've got Thad Ward as the promoted assistant head coach and running backs coach to Brett Bielema. Of course, that game will be April 20th, so we're taking note of that as far as Illinois football. Bulls win, they beat Portland, and Cleveland beat the Pacers.
All right, weather with Greg Solier, brought to you by Urbana Park District.
They've got that ukulele jam. They have the Fresh Teen Hangout. They have toddler art play groups. They have Sunday morning bird walks. They have lots of great free activities. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
And we have a Stever next.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity off yesterday's snowflakes and a cold start to the day today. Some moderation this afternoon, but with sunshine, it'll be a wind-blown day's worth of weather with low afternoon humidity. Highs at 58. That west southwesterly wind will gust to 40 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, the spring equinox clocks in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold, clear, and 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and chillier with a high at 46 degrees. That northwest to north wind at 15 to 25 and gusty. Diminishing wind, a cold night tomorrow night with a hard freeze. Lows down to 26. Increasing clouds today on Thursday. Bit of rain late in the day. High temperature up around 45 late Thursday night. And then Friday morning, a little mix snow to some of that rain as it comes to an end. The high at 49, 47 at chilly Saturday into Sunday. Some sprinkles late, the high near 50, highs close to 60, with increasing outbreaks of showers and a couple of thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday of next week, the start of another wet weather pattern across our part of the Midwest. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Server maker and NVIDIA partner Supermicro Computer stock is falling after the company said it's planning to offer 2 million shares of its common stock in a public sale. This would let the company capitalize on its shares climbing 252% year to date. Unilever says it expects to slash 7,500 jobs around the world, predominantly office-based roles, and may spin off the ice cream unit that produces Ben & Jerry's. The multinational maker of Dove soap and Hellmann's mayonnaise says that lower margin ice cream unit differs from its other businesses. The restructuring plan will cost around 1.2% of revenue for the next 3 years for Unilever, which says it's trying to turn into a higher growth, higher margin business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will King, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Amy was in a situation that's probably fairly common. She needed to sell her mom's home in Thomasboro. She needed money to, you know, help care for her mother. So she decided to interview an agent, a real estate agent, who suggested listing a home at 130. Well, they found the Nate Evans Group. And Nate was able to have five showings. 3 days later, had multiple offers, selling the home for over the list price. You got to find the right person to help you get the right money.
To get those offers lined up and sell for the highest price. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. Get that immediate cash offer on your home. There's flexible fees. Sell your home for the most money possible. And call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. A friend you can trust in the business. A partnership with Zillow to bring all kinds of buyers to create demand for your home. Selling it faster and for more money. Just go online, search Nate Evans Group, and start packing.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to thenateevansgroup.com.
I'm Deputy Coroner Lori Brower, and I'm seeking your vote in the Democratic primary election for Champaign County Coroner. For the past 3 years, I've worked in the coroner's office. I perform death investigations and assist with autopsies. I'm familiar with the duties and responsibilities of the office, and I know where they can be improved. Vote Lori Brower for coroner, because experience and compassion matter. I bring a unique and effective blend of experience and knowledge to the office. I'm a nationally registered EMT and licensed EMS instructor. I've worked as a corrections officer, a medical office assistant, and an emergency room technician. My vision is of a modern, efficient, and collaborative office that's more responsive to the needs of the community, and only I have that background and network to make it happen. I'm a Champaign County native and reside in Urbana, where my husband and I raised 3 children. You can learn more at my website, votebrower.com. Vote Lori Brower for coroner, because experience and compassion matter.
Paid for by friends of Lori Brower.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400 to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
We have a Stever, my friends. It is a program where I, Stevie J, happily give you money. Today from Bulldog Disposal.
Oh, cool.
It's a 6-cubic yard doggy bag. And nobody has any idea what 6 cubic yards is, but I don't know. Is it 4 feet by 6, 8 feet? I mean,
once it's unfolded, it kind of looks like a regular dumpster to me.
It's itty bitty compared to a dumpster, but it does hold up to 2,000 pounds of stuff. And, you know, if you're doing tile, you're doing the bathroom or something.
Yeah, you're remodeling.
Sometimes when you get a roll off dumpster, it's more like money. And certainly it takes, you know, sometimes people have them in the yards for a long time because they can't quite get it done. These things you can go buy at Do Best Hardware for like $40.
Uh-huh.
And then Phil at Bulldog Disposal will come and get it, and it brings a crane. If you have small children, they'll love it. Oh, big crane grabbing bag that's heavy. Will it break? Stay back. Stay back. It might break. I mean, he's had a couple where it's been very close because, well, 2,000 pounds of stuff's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a ton.
Boy, that's clearing out the garage for sure.
So I will buy you one doggy bag, and I will pay for the $175 pickup. You have to live in Champaign County for this. And if you're interested, just text in doggy bag.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take care of this $210 deal for you. You have to kind of get the doggy bag. He'll deliver. And then this is one where you fill out your survey when you're done. Because, you know, I'm not going to rush you. 7 days isn't very. Kind of up to you. But you'll want to clean out stuff and get rid of it. You ought to donate what you can. Mm-hmm. And then some things just have to be tossed, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But a whole bunch can be reused somewhere. So anyway, doggy bag free, 217-359-2255 on the Fisher National Bank text line.
In case you'd like to check it out, it's bulldoggybag.com.
Yep, D-O-G-G-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Bulldoggybag.com, and you can see some videos on there, too. But
Phil's
looking
been
for somebody
at this over 13 years, it looks like. Yeah. So he knows what he's doing.
If you would like to get one of these for free, just text in doggybag, 217-359-2255. What a good feeling it is to get organized.
Yeah.
And feel that you are. Okay, if I say Champaign-Urbana, what name would you say? Okay, Champaign-Urbana, Brett Mielma, Brad Underwood.
I mean, to me, it's Roger Ebert comes to mind.
Just somebody around now. Somebody
okay,
here.
Gotcha.
Sam?
Yeah.
Front page of the News Gazette is
You're
all
kidding.
About Sam.
Awesome.
It's called Mr. Ambassador.
I love that.
Bob Osmussen did a great piece on Sam, who's everybody, you don't need.
At the iHotel.
Yeah, it's Sting, it's Cher, it's Sam.
That's right.
Sam Santhanum. Sam Santhanum. I just know him as Sam.
Mm-hmm.
iHotel president happily goes extra mile for guests and staff. Sam's list of contacts and his cell phone numbers in the thousands. I always have room for one more, he said. He has greeted and meted thousands of people and has gone the extra mile. You know what he told me? I told the story of going to Quincy to get a transmitter.
Yeah.
He told me that when I last saw him, he said, I'll drive for you.
Right.
What? He's just...
I've had people say that myself.
He'll just go... He'll do that. He takes if basketball coaches to Mass when
uh-huh.
they want to go,
that's
he'll
right.
drive them at 6 in the morning to,
uh-huh.
and just does that.
Right.
He'll take people to his house if he has
Very
to.
Resourceful
no,
guy
No, he just
to know.
He doesn't say no.
Because he'll connect you to
yeah.
get the problem solved.
He is just a really good man. He's from India. And I believe that Sam has a deep love for Champaign-Urbana and in the United States because he's been other places. I think that's something that is hugely valuable to have more love of country when you understand how the rest of the world lives.
Absolutely.
If you see other places, you tend to say, God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
And so Sam has a broad perspective. Two beautiful children. One's a captain in the Army. And just as good a man as I've ever met, as far as giving and loving and servicing and taking care of. Sam wore the parking vest when people parked their cars. He came here to the iHotel. He's now the president of the iHotel, but he started parking cars.
Right.
He was humble enough and had zero pretentiousness to serve you and didn't care what he had to do to get done. He still does it.
I love that.
He'll still park cars.
Right.
He's just a get-her-done guy. And you just thought, go get the News Gazette or go online or do whatever you do and read this nice article about Sam. And very happy for Sam. He has made his mark in Champaign-Urbana. Talks about being 65 years old and says, as long as I'm good, I'm going.
Right.
So as long as he's healthy, he plans to keep it going because...
I might pick one up, then go get it signed by him.
Damn, a little autograph. Get it on eBay for $150 or something. What a gem of a human being. We love you, Sam. Congratulations.
That's right.
Great piece. Great article today. All right. We shall return. Our friend Joe Cardinale, former lieutenant, lieutenant commander for New York Police.
Mm-hmm.
And he's running for office, I do believe. So we'll ask him all about that coming up next. This is primary day. You can go vote today. Primary in Champaign County. Grab a Republican or Democratic ballot if you like. 11 polling places in the county. 7:30.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. And Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump will win Republican primaries today in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Florida Democrats canceled their primary, declaring President Biden the winner. He campaigns in Nevada and Arizona today.
The president carried Nevada and Arizona by slim margins 4 years ago in his reelection campaigns, as those western battlegrounds are core to pathways to 270 electoral votes. A recent Fox News poll shows President Biden trailing former President Trump in Arizona by 4 points.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Trump White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is scheduled to turn himself in Miami to start a four-month federal prison sentence for contempt of Congress.
Navarro refused to cooperate with the House of Representatives' January 6th committee. He tried appealing his sentencing order, hoping to remain free while appealing the case, but the U.S. Supreme Court declined to intervene.
Fox's Evan Brown. Navarro claimed former President Trump exerted executive privilege over the request for documents and testimony. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Analysts say voter turnout so far for today's primary in Illinois is significantly low, especially for a general election year. Typically, voter turnout low in a primary year, but not in a year when the presidential election's held. But Northwestern University analyst says turnout numbers are the lowest he has seen in more than a decade. State Farm in Bloomington naming its next CEO. The company's board of directors says Illinois State University's graduate John Farney will succeed Michael Tipser, who's retiring after serving since 2015. Farney joined State Farm in 1993. Tipser led the insurance giant during a period when the company grew from 83 million policies to 94 million. The bobcat season in Illinois is over, with 370 bobcats taken by hunters and trappers. That compares with 367 last year. State Natural Resources officials say hunters and trappers reporting 19 bobcats in Joe Davies County, the most of any county this year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, he is Joe Cardinale. Lieutenant Commander, how are you?
Good, my friend. How are you today?
Well, I'm fine. Always like having that New York twang, Long Island accent. Good to have on the radio. Yeah, former Lieutenant Commander, New York City Police, now running for office. What are you running for?
I am running for New York State Assembly in District 11, which encompasses Suffolk and Nassau County.
And when is the primary?
I'm not being primaried. I'm the official Republican conservative candidate.
Okay.
That's what you do, man. You run for governor. Nobody will primary you. Nobody even, they won't even run against you. Kathy Hochul just quit. That's what we need. Joe is governor of New York, man. What do you think, dude? Go run for this. I mean, Barack Obama was in office as a senator for 144 days and he ran for president. Mm-hmm. You can do this, man. You can do this.
I have to tell you, they really should have something called the anatomy of running an election, because your whole life changes. It really does. Even on the level for, you know, a state assembly or the local levels, there's so much involved with it. And, you know, one of the other stations said, Joe, since the last time we've spoken, have you hit your head? So I said, yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. And it made sense to me after I did.
Well, we appreciate you jumping in, because, you know, most perceive it as, you know, I don't know at the local level what you're doing, if you're being called, you know, racist, bigot, homophobe, whatever the name of the day is. I don't know if that comes your way yet.
Oh, I'm sure that's coming down, you know, down the stretch over here. I mean, this district, just so you know, is where those four gems were arrested and let loose for dismembering the bodies and distributing their body parts in a couple of towns. That's in my district over here. Wow. So that's the epitome of what bail reform has done to this state.
But is it true violent crime is dropping fast?
You know, I'm not buying it. I just don't like the way, I don't know how it's being reported any longer. In New York City, yes, homicides may be down, rape may be down. Robberies, kind of questioning that. Assaults, I am definitely questioning that. All right, there is no two ways about it. You know, that The assault, I mean, look at last week. You saw it on TV with the National Guard at Penn Station and 2 miles away in Brooklyn on the A train. There's a shooting with a crowded train where they actually filmed the whole thing, and it's ridiculous. It's the quality. It's how they're keeping track of the crimes is what I want to know. I mean, New York City cops are doing a great job. They really are. They're doing so much with so little. All right, the numbers are down for the cops, and yet they're challenged to do the job, and they get up every day and they do it, and I applaud them. All right, but it's just when you see on TV, there's no refuting what we see on TV. There's no refuting the grocery stores, the pharmacies, all right, all nationwide name stores getting mobbed and burglarized and stolen goods out of those stores, and they shut them down, and that's what people see. Catalytic converters being stolen out of cars at a rate that you've never seen before, and the insurance rates are going through the roof for everybody, so it's hitting them in the pocket.
Joe, I believe it's like telling me the economy's great and there's no inflation. It just isn't true. It just is not.
Exactly.
So it's a political year, and you've got to run on something. But when people feel something and they're going through something, they're not going to believe whatever you say because in their life it's not true. So because we're being told, oh, the economy, so what? What's wrong with you people? It's so good. And you're going, what are you talking about? Emperor with no clothes? Come on, man.
You know, I have to tell you, and I can give Long Island, Suffolk, and Nassau County as an example. They've had it. They have had it out here. I mean, they see what's going on. They're appalled by that incident with the body parts. All right? People see that, and that's what stands out. You know, Governor Hochul is trying to put $2.4 billion on the side for the illegal migrants. Yet our veterans have medical insurance, and they're sleeping on the streets. But they'll take them out of their residence of the shelters that they're in, and they'll put the migrants in there, the illegals. That's ridiculous. And this is what's going on nationwide. And people see these issues, and that's, I'm telling you, I just hope it resonates to the fact that they get out there and they vote on it. Because voting across party lines just doesn't work anymore, not in New York State.
So what is your district, more Democrat or more Republican?
It's she's held the seat. My opponent has held the seat for 6 years. It's been a democratically controlled seat, but it was back in a time when Mr. Sweeney was actually like the O'Neill days, where it was bipartisan and you got things done, right? But people see it. You cannot just go down the line, vote party line, and just do anything Kathy Hochul wants you to do. All right, and that's exactly what business is up in Albany. So I think the people have had it. It's resonating with them. Every affair I've been to, every public meeting I've been to, every school board meeting I've been to, people are enraged. And I just hope they carry it to the polls.
Well, I know you got to go, but I appreciate you always jumping on. We appreciate your representation of the good men and women of the police force. We're all about the police and supporting them. And we're supporting you, buddy. If I could vote for you, I'd vote often, so it'd be good. How many votes do you think you need? Any idea?
Yeah, well, I can only give you this. It was about 30 in the district, about maybe 35,000 to 40,000 votes that were cast. And the person who ran before me lost by 144 votes.
Man,
all right, and it's tight. But I intend to get out there into every area, and I'm going to give them the message. I mean, if you could tell me this is working for you, that's great. But don't tell me it's working because it's not.
Just knock on the doors, Joe Cardinale. Just knock on the doors.
That's it.
You're the man. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Anytime, my friend. Speak to you soon.
That's Joe Cardinale on the Tappan's Toy and Phone Line running for Assemblyman.
JoeCardinale.com. If you want to reach out.
Yeah, Joe Cardinale, which is spelled C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinale. And he's, I think, be like a state representative in Illinois. I call him Assembly Person.
You got it.
All right, 7:39, Greg's Weather, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. If you're interested in the health of community members across the region and you care and you're looking for opportunities for growth, carl.org/careers.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign and Bend and vicinity. Roller coaster ride of weather and temperatures here over the next 5 to 10 days. Windy and milder this afternoon. Mostly sunny. Cold start to the day, but will moderate to 58 this afternoon with low afternoon humidity. That west-southwesterly wind later this afternoon, though, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, spring clocks in at 10:06 this evening. Not as cold, clear, and 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, and chillier, though, with a northwest to north wind, the high at 46. Another hard freeze tomorrow night will bottom out at 26 with increasing clouds for the day on Thursday. Thursday. A little rain late in the day. High temperature around 45. There may be a little rain and wet snow, would you believe, here Friday morning with a mostly cloudy, chilly day at 48, 49 degrees the high there. 47, a partly cloudy, cool Saturday. Back up to near 50 on Sunday. A little bit of rain or sprinkle activity late in the day. Then widespread rains get going into Monday and Tuesday. A couple of thunderstorms. Highs there will get close to 60 degrees. And once again, maybe some heavy rainfall over parts of the area. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Yeah, we covered the Trump bloodbath comment yesterday. We played the whole context of the clip, and we've also seen and heard montages of Democrats using the word bloodbath 11 times over the last few years.
Yes.
Very common. And so Donald Trump had used, if I'm not elected, there'll be a bloodbath, and that's the clip they took.
Yes.
He said about the auto industry that China's building big plants in Mexico and expects to sell their cars here, not using American labor. And he said, that's not happening. I'll have 100% tariff on all the cars. Nobody's going to buy those cars. That's if I'm elected. And if I'm not, they'll be about bloodbath. Mm-hmm. And they took that clip, not in context with the car industry going through all of that. And it's on a campaign ad for Joe Biden.
Oh, boy.
It is just so misleading and not correct. It's just what we're dealing with here. And yet, because of since 2016... Russia, which was totally false and was actually Hillary Clinton doing all of that.
Uh-huh.
So we've learned a lot of facts. And I think a whole lot of the people now know that, you know, it's inherently fair. That's why unfair. That's why so many people support Trump adamantly, because they see how he's gone through illegally, too. And that's still, boy, is that in full. They're trying to get him done before the election, trying to get a conviction. Mm-hmm. Got to hurry it. Hurry. Why hurry? Because of the election. Well, why does it have to be done? Because we don't want him. He got hang a felony on nobody to vote for him, they think. But asking Donald Trump for $452 million, he's having trouble coming up with that kind of money. And I think a lot of billionaires would. I think on paper they're worth a lot, but cashing out is another story.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened with that is they claimed fraud, the district attorney in New York and the judge, and they said that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million when it's probably worth $100. I mean, so they said you frauded everybody, and the banks that testified said he paid us back. Nobody lost any money. What's this about? Well, he brought bad information. Fraud! And so things like that, and you're going, that doesn't make any sense. Who got hurt? Nobody. So it is inherently unfair. And no matter how much you hate Donald Trump, there's just things going on. Flip the whole thing. That's how I do it. I flip everything. And if Eric Trump was Hunter Biden, I wonder if that'd get more coverage. Just flip it and make it the Trumps that have absolutely done. Anyway, so that's kind of what's going on politically, is the Donald Trump struggling to come up. They're we're going to put bars on Trump Tower and it'll be owned by the state and all these other things. And good luck to you, because I think that makes people even more adamant to support him. So it's kind of working in an opposite way than what I think they intended. Quarter till, we got our Dr. Todd coming up in just a few moments. Ever have your pet in a picture, a portrait? You ever have a picture of Olive or anything? taken professionally?
It's difficult. She doesn't sit still. Yeah. She doesn't pose correctly. Sometimes we get the side eye and she looks like she's ready to attack or something. Yeah. It just never works out taking a picture of Olive, but... Is that what we're talking
about
today?
Yeah, one of the things we'll touch on here with Dr. Todd coming up.
Because I know with Easter coming up, you might want to put some little rabbit ears on there. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, make dress them up or something. All right, sports headlines.
Well, Illinois women in action against Missouri State at the State Farm Center Thursday at 6. This is part of the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament, and Illinois is the number 4 seed. Illinois women's a softball in action in Bloomington Normal at ISU at 5. Illinois baseball today at 6, taking on Bradley. Of course, the basketball team, lots of practicing, getting ready for Moorhead State. That's Thursday at 2:10.
I think they just met yesterday. I don't think they did anything because they got to recover from all that basketball. So Yesterday they met at 4 o'clock. Today they fly. So I think they get an hour space later today and an hour tomorrow, and then everything is regimented in the NCAA. Uh-huh. Here's where you go, coach. Here's your locker. Here's where you go. You got an hour, go, and then an hour you're off the court. Fans sometimes can get in there and see those, but there won't be any dive for loose balls this week.
Okay.
Your body's recovering.
Yes.
There's no time to go after. You're certainly not going to do it today, and you won't do it tomorrow because the game's Thursday. And so for Illinois to play a championship game on Sunday and have to turn around and play Thursday is something you say, well, it'd be nicer to play Friday. But at this point, game on, game face, good team. So just watch from the closet or something. But just understand that you just try and root for your team, but don't get too crazy. And, you know, one team wins all 6. So let's see how many we can win in a row.
That's right.
I would really be happy if we could do 6 more in a row. That'd be really cool.
The play-in games are tonight. In the NIT, we have Ohio State taking on Cornell and Minnesota and Butler going at it, along with Iowa and Kansas State. So we had the Bulls over Portland yesterday, 110-107. Cleveland over the Pacers, 108-103. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Texter says, I believe CNBC received a note from XPeng, the Chinese car company CEO, about a month ago that there would be, quote, a bloodbath in the American car industry. It sounded XPeng was aiming, threatening the American car industry with a bloodbath. So that word is being out there a lot.
I see.
But, I mean, if you're going to, I mean... Aren't the Democrats pro-work? I mean, don't they get all the Teamsters and all the United Auto? Don't they vote Democrat? The representation does. I don't know about the frontline workers. But it sounds like Donald Trump wants American workers to build cars. Isn't that what Detroit used to be? Detroit was where all the cars came from. And they were all union. And they were all making great cars. And everybody, you start, you know, if 36% of your car industry is south of our border, that's just too many. The great American cars can be made here, and some cases you'll pay a little bit more if we're doing unions and labor, but not a lot more. And don't you want to employ your neighbor with a good, hard work and nothing wrong with a person getting good wages? We're all for that. But what's really been crippling is the inflation. Prices that, you know, you just go to a grocery store we've touched on many times, it's just unbelievable.
Right.
You'll buy very little and be $87.
That's right.
And that doesn't include any meat.
Mm-hmm.
Any meat's going to put you in $150 easy. And so we're feeling it every day. Gas, why is gas going up? Like $3.60?
I know.
Why is that?
I don't know.
There's an election coming up, Joe. There's an election. Now's when you're tamping it down. Nobody got the memo. But you get over $4 again, that's going to be a ready reminder.
Comment at 359-2255. There's not as many people that feel bad for him as you might think. You really need to get outside of your bubble, Stevie.
I believe that it flip it around. What is your bubble? What are you watching? What are you listening to? Because I could say you got to get out of your bubble. Because you look at this from a perspective of fairness. Name another top candidate for president that has been gone after by a Justice Department run by your opponent. You can't name it. It's the first time. And certainly, I'm biased because I'm not a Joe Biden fan, for sure, because look at the stuff. Look at our life. Look at the policies. It's all bad. Go ahead and name me something that you're excited about Joe Biden and what he did. And then he's to get rid of Joe Biden. Who are you putting in there? Kamala Harris?
I know.
I mean, it's just like...
Well, and I wish we had more younger leadership. But, and you know, we've got the primary, so we should be getting out to our 11 polling places in our area. You might be going to your polling place and finding that it's closed because, what, 15? We're shut down because they didn't have the staffing. So we have 11 to choose from today for our Illinois primary in our area. So just take note and know that if you know your address, they're going to look up your ballot, I guess, is how we're rocking that, right?
And I think there are more people thinking and empathy for Donald Trump because look at the polls. I mean, 70-some percent of Americans say this isn't right. 60, I mean, it's a high number. And so if you have that many people that say that doesn't really sound fair, then you're probably leaning toward it's not fair. And to me, it's pretty blatant. And but love your text. Go ahead and text in anything, 217-359-2255. All guests are on the Tavis Toyn phone line. All texts come in on the Fisher National Bank text line. 751, Dr. Todd is coming up next. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm. Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
All right, 752, ESPN 93.5. Dr. Todd, how are you today?
Hey, I'm having a good time today.
All right, so what were you saying?
I'm just like a kid with new toys with all this. This new AI stuff is really helping me do a better job and do things I've never been able to do. We've tried to do for years, but now we have the ability. We're cranking out incredible photos of pets, mainly for the medical side for me. So I got pictures to show you over the years of how teeth change and how their body looks different. But also we're creating these incredible pictures for sending homeless people for their pets, and it's getting a wonderful reception. So that's a free of charge thing going along with your visits for just even grooming. So, and then also I'm able to, with a new recording type device, I can record my exams, and I don't have to take notes. I don't have to sit there and stare at my computer. I can actually talk with you, and it's generating a lot of stuff. I don't know. You may not see my car sitting there on Sundays doing records. I may be able to go home on Sunday.
I do see your car there sometimes on Sundays. So it's when Olive doesn't pose for pictures. Diane's
right,
a dog. So,
right.
Yeah. Now we can. I'm anxious to try Olive out here. I think we can impress her. Impress you, Diane.
Okay.
So what's the key?
It's a new photo app. We spent hours in. Yeah. Tina's got hundreds of thousands of puppy pictures. We spend hours taking out backgrounds and putting in new ones.
Uh-huh.
This thing does it in seconds.
Wow.
In seconds. So we can have a doggy sitting on the grooming table surrounded with hair. And we just make all that disappear and put him on a beach if you want.
That's okay. Crazy. And it looks real, huh?
It looks real. It's amazing. Just amazing what some of this stuff's doing.
No, it's remarkable. I've showed people that I can, you know, write a 3-minute speech on hope in 10 seconds because AI will do that, and it's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And so it is remarkable. You got to be careful with some of the negatives. There's always negatives. Fire is wonderful, keeps you warm, but you got to be careful with fire. I mean, you got to be careful with
absolutely.
AI. No doubt.
It's a tool.
Yeah, it is. And I agree. Some of this AI stuff scares me to death. But in what we're doing here, I can go back and listen to the recording and make much better notes
you know, you forget things when you're talking to people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can take a lot better notes and pay attention, and it just works a lot better with stuff like that. And on the pictures, I can show you how much tartar builds up in a year on dog's teeth to show you what's going on inside the mouth, much easier than just lifting the lip and say, hey, look at this. It's good stuff. It's good aids to what we're doing.
That's awesome. So people can obviously learn more with you, and they can also get their dog cleaned up, right?
Oh, yeah. So we're still doing those cheap baths and haircuts. Staff is stable. It's been there for, multiple years on everybody now.
Mm.
So I like the way the place is going as far as personality.
Awesome.
So I consider this the personality side.
Yeah. It sounds like your boof took the day off on me, huh?
He's sleeping in the back. We got a late night last night. We're still coming down from the basketball high.
That was fun, wasn't it? Man, that's so fun.
Was fun.
You ought to have the boof do a bracket. Just have him boof boof when he likes a team.
Okay.
Of course he says that all the time.
He's saving his energy for the laser pointer.
He loves that, huh?
He also we got a treat dispenser on the front counter, so now he's got a purpose to his boofing. When you come in, he'll boof at where the treat dispenser is.
Yeah, I bet he wants that dispensed all the time.
That's cool.
How can people reach you, Todd?
I'm watching his weight.
Yeah, right. How can I get hold of you? How can people find you?
Hey, give us a call. We prefer text by far. 217-355-5051. Much faster response.
All right, my friend. Always a pleasure. Thank you. Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro, en route now to his office. The boofer is the dog that always talks.
That's right.
It's 24/7.
Quick comment that came in. Anyone who is unable to see that Build Back Better is a complete fraud has their head in the sand. Of course, there's Build Back. Democrats shut down the country for the flu. The ridiculous part is better. Please tell us what better is for the middle class so we can get more handouts now because we can't afford life anymore.
Well, there's something that I read. Got to find that because I took a picture of the article about, how this is kind of set up by socialists of the 60s of what had to happen in America for all this to work, and we being so dependent on the government and being such a crisis mode that we would have to say, hey, we need help from the government. They ought to be in charge, and whatever they think, I'm in. A very dangerous, called the Cloward-Piven strategy.
Okay.
Cloward, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, Piven, P-I-V-E-N strategy. Political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologists and political activists Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, P as in Paul Piven. It is a strategy of forcing political change to societal collapse through orchestrated crises. The Cloward-Piven strategy seeks to hasten the fall of capitalism by overloading the government bureaucracy with a flood of impossible demands, amassing massive unpayable national debt, and other methods such as unfettered immigration, through pushing society into crisis and economic collapse.
All right. You can hear the show anytime at steviejay.com if you want to listen back.
And we have a Stever. If you want my doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal, just simply text in 217-359-2255. You'll get a $210 value for free. I'll help you clean the clutter and get the spring cleaning
That's
thoughts
right.
going
just
on.
Just text in doggy bag.
D-O-G-G-Y bag if you're interested from Bulldog Disposal for a Stever. All right, ESPN 93.5, the news next.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.